The World This Week. Politics.
Israel and Hamas agreed to a temporary truce in order to facilitate the freeing of some hostages who were captured by Hamas during its terrorist attack on Israel on October 7th and taken to Gaza. The deal, brokered by Qatar, will also release 150 Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails, all of them either women or teenagers. Negotiations over the details delayed the release of the hostages until at least November 24th. The deal will also allow more aid into Gaza. Israel carried out further strikes on southern Lebanon, killing four members of Hamas and five Hezbollah militants. A Lebanese broadcaster said two of its journalists were also killed. Israel has intensified its attacks on Hezbollah targets in response to the Iranian-supported militia stepping up its rocket attacks. Yemen's Houthi rebels boarded and seized a British-owned and Japanese-operated cargo ship in the Red Sea, claiming it was linked to Israel. The attack by the Iranian-backed group has raised concerns over the security of a vital sea route that carries 40% of Europe's trade with Asia. Israel recalled its ambassador from South Africa following an escalation in tensions between the two countries over the war in Gaza. South Africa, along with four other countries, has asked the International Criminal Court to investigate what they allege are Israeli war crimes in Gaza. The effort by Zambia to restructure its debt hit a bump when a deal it had struck with bondholders was rejected by China and France, highlighting the difficulty in getting private and official creditors to agree on debt relief. The setback raises doubts about whether other African countries, such as Ghana, will be able to resolve their own debt troubles. Liberia's president, George Weah, conceded defeat to Joseph Boakai, his rival in a recent presidential runoff. Mr. Weah's concession ends worries about post-electoral violence in Liberia's second democratic transfer of power since 1944. The Dutch election produced a shock result as the Party for Freedom, or PVV, led by Geert Wilders, a veteran far-right politician, won the most seats in parliament. Mr. Wilders has pledged to halt a tsunami of asylum and immigration to the Netherlands, but may find it difficult to form a coalition with the mainstream parties. The Conservative Party of the outgoing Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, came third. He is leaving office after 13 years in power. Britain's official figure for net migration in 2022 was revised sharply upwards from 606,000 to 745,000. For the 12 months ending June 2023, the figure was given as 672,000. The statisticians think the more recent estimates indicate a slowing of immigration coupled with increasing emigration.